this bulletin, Jewish leaders say the first anniversary of the October 7th attacks is a day of mourning. The US Green Party says Vice President Kamala Harris could lose the Arab and Muslim vote over her support for Israel. And in rugby, James Tedesco has been dumped as the Australian Test captain. I'm Sue Lannan with SBS News. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry has called for more efforts to rescue Israelis still held hostage in the Gaza Strip after last year's October 7 attacks by Palestinian militant group Hamas. Around 1,200 people were killed in the coordinated attacks and about 250 others were taken as hostages to Gaza. In response, Israel launched military action, which has now killed more than 41,000 people, according to Gaza's health ministry. Council of Australian Jewry Chief Alex Rivchen is calling for today's anniversary to be a day of mourning and commemoration.
We're going to be calling for greater accountability in the coming year and seeking to push the very poor leadership at many of the universities to take positive actions to address this rising problem for our Jewish students and staff.
Meanwhile, Simone Abel, head of legal at the council, is calling for more action to combat anti-Semitism at Australian universities.
We're going to be calling for greater accountability in the coming year and seeking to push the very poor leadership at many of the universities to take positive actions to address this rising problem for our Jewish students and staff.
US Green Party candidate Jill Stein says widespread anger among Arab Americans and Muslims over the US support for Israel's war in Gaza and Lebanon could cost Vice President Kamala Harris the election. Polls show Stein garnering just 1% ahead of the vote in the November presidential election, while Harris and her Republican rival former President Donald Trump are neck and neck. Stein has told Reuters that the Democrats have lost the Muslim American and the Arab American vote in key battleground states that helped propel President Joe Biden to victory in 2020.
The Democrats are very much shooting themselves in the foot, and this is really established by multiple polls that shows that in Michigan, Arizona, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Georgia, in swing states, the Democratic vote is very much at risk because the Democrats have lost the Muslim American and the Arab American vote, more so in some states than others, but they're definitely going to be losing, according to all polling so far.
Dr. Stein has been campaigning on a permanent ceasefire in Gaza and an immediate U.S. arms embargo on Israel. She won 40% of the Muslim vote in Michigan in an August poll by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Auction clearance rates continue to fall across the country as the economy slows down because of the high cost of living. Australia has seen the lowest preliminary clearance rate in nearly 2 years. Property data firm CoreLogic says the auction clearance rate for Australia's capital cities fell to 63.9% last week, mainly because of public holidays in several states. That's the lowest clearance rate since December 2022, when it fell to nearly 56%. Just over 1,900 auctions were held across capital cities last week, up from just over 1,800 the previous week. A low preliminary clearance rate in Sydney was the main reason for the drop in clearance rates in capital cities. Sydney also recorded a sharp drop in auctions, with only 524 homes going under the hammer as the market took a breather for the Labor Day long weekend. The number of auctions rose to just over 1,000 in Melbourne after dropping the previous week because of the AFL Grand Final holiday. Parliamentary Library Analysis commissioned by the Greens has found Labor's Help to Buy program won't assist the key professions identified by the government to buy a home. The Help to Buy scheme will assist 40,000 people across 4 years to buy a house, with the government putting forward up to 40% equity to help in the purchase of a home. Labor says the shared equity scheme would help nurses, childcare workers, teachers and paramedics to buy a home, but the analysis found that the scheme's income limits of $90,000 for an individual would preclude many of the identified professions. And in rugby league, James Tedesco has been dumped as Australian Test captain, as Mal Meninga completed the most radical shake-up of his tenure as Kangaroos coach. Penrith's Isaiah Yeo will take over the role, with Tedesco admitted for the first time since his debut in 2018. 8 players will make their Test debut, including Premiership-winning forward Lindsay Smith and Storm winger Xavier Coates. Coach Mal Meninga says he hopes the decision is widely accepted.
Outstanding player, outstanding person, you know. So they're the two great qualities that we want in an Australian captain. And then he can, obviously, what he does on the footy field and around the team is tremendous. So he understands winning. He understands, you know, how to lead winning teams as well.
And that's SBS News for now.